Okay, so welcome along to class, everybody.
各位同学，大家好，我们欢迎大家参加今天线上的课程。
Okay, we'll get started as we always do. We must name our sins to God after we've sinned in order that we regain the filling of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们每一次要做的哈，在让我们能够对天父认罪，让我们有机会可以明白我们自己的错，同时呢。认罪之后呢，神就宽恕了我们，并且让我们可以重新的圣灵充满。
This is commanded by God to us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书5:18里面也同样有教导我们这个。
And the word there is actually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在这个以弗所书5:18里面。说的是，我们一定要圣灵充满。
This is a command from God.
这是神给我们的命令。
It's not like what we call the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This is another ministry of the Holy Spirit where the Holy Spirit actually lives inside you.
这不是说圣灵进驻而已哈，是说我们必须要完整的圣灵充满。
You see, the Greek uses different kinds of verbs. So one is like a filling of the Holy Spirit, and the other is an indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这两个词，一个是叫做圣灵充满，一个是圣灵进驻。
Yeah, these are two different ministries, but it's important that after you sin, you must name your sins. You need to be holy. And when you're holy, when your soul is holy or pure, free of sin, then the Holy Spirit can control your soul.
所以有关圣灵充满的这个教导呢，其实是说我们人一定要非常的圣洁，也就是在无罪的状况下，我们的这个魂才能够让圣灵充满。
If you don't have the filling of the Holy Spirit, you cannot live the spiritual life.
如果我们没有圣灵充满的话，我们就没有办法这个在一个叫做属灵的这个生命中成长。
So what we have to do, we need to be cleansed, and we do that by applying 1 John 1:9.
所以呢，为了要圣灵充满，我们必须要按照这个约翰一书1:9所教导的，我们必须要对神来认罪，让我们重新可以得到圣洁，在圣洁之中，我们才能够圣灵充满。
Okay, and that's why we say this, or we give the time to do this every day or every class before we begin class, we have to name our sins.
这也就是为什么每一次我们上课前，我们都要做这样的祷告，然后跟神天父认罪，然后让我们得以圣灵充满，让我们真的可以让圣灵教导我们神给我们的话语。
Okay, so that's what we'll do now.
现在我们就开始。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we have this time to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间跟机会，让我们能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that these things will become effective in our soul.
而且在这里呢，让我们可以真的领受到你的话语中的所有的智慧，让我们可以完全的在属灵中成长。
In order that we can live your spiritual life and glorify you.
而让我们能够属灵的生命可以荣耀你。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we'll get back onto the slideshow that we did yesterday.
好，我们继续那个我们上一堂课所有的这个 PPT。
We'll just run very quickly through the slides. We're only up to about number 7 at the moment, so we'll just do a very quick review to bring you up to speed.
好，我们现在呢要很快的来做一个复习，因为我们也只才谈到第七页。
A job as a teacher, of course, always should be teaching revision to the students. They always have to review the work.
对于一个老师来讲呢，我们在教导的过程中一定要一直不断的复习。
Yeah, and that doesn't matter in what kind of teaching profession you are. If you're teaching kids at kindergarten or you're teaching advanced theology, this principle always applies.
不论呢，这个老师教的是幼稚园的孩子们，还是呢是这个神学的这个博士班， 啊，老师都有这样的这个教导的一个义务，是要不断的教导的过程中，还要不断的复习。
And even if it's something you're sure you know about, you know, you think you have it in your mind, but we need to be reminded, especially in the spiritual life, because every day we face challenges from the devil's world.
而这样子的这个学习呢，我们每一个人也要如此的做，就是每天的学习，然后每天的这个复习，因为在属灵的生命中呢，我们总是啊在面对的是这个恶魔鬼的这个侵扰。
So you should never get bored with revision.
所以我们永远不要认为复习是一个很无聊的事情。
Some people get impatient and they say, hey, we should be moving on and doing more advanced things.
有一些人会认为说啊，我们是不是应该可以这个一直往前进啊，不要做那么多的复习，因为这样实在是有点无聊。
There's always time for that, of course, but even just being reminded of simple concepts like naming your sins.It's very easy to overlook that concept.
当我们有的时候就是连那个最基本的这个概念啊，比如说像是我们讲的这个要对天父认罪这件事情，这么简单的概念，我们却常常会把它看清了。
Or a very basic statement, like this opening statement we have on the slideshow, God has a plan for your life. Well, you know that already.
而甚至有一些非常简单明了的这个教导说，哎，神对我们的生命是有一个计划的，这么单纯的一个话，其实呢，我们也常常都因为太熟悉了，而就没有深思这个意义。
And sometimes it's not just that you forget that, but you get off on your own plan, and then you think, well, I'm doing God's plan, but then you think, well, hang on, maybe I'm just doing this for myself, or I'm doing this for another purpose, but I'm not actually doing it for God.
常常我们误以为我们做很多事情是为神而做，但实际上你后来仔细的回想起来，你到后来有的时候你是已经是为了你自己某些成就感而做。
It's very easy to be deceived and thinking that you're doing God's will and God's plan, but maybe you're not.
这很容易就让我们自己自我欺骗啊，以为我们是在做神要我们做的，但实际上我们是在做我们自己想要做的。
Okay, so that's one reason we review.
这也是为什么我们要复习，重新去复习这些好像已经熟知的一些概念。
Yeah, and the other reason, I'm not sure today, perhaps we have like new people joining us. So, you know, they need to be, we say, caught up to help them understand at least where we are in the study.
那同时呢，要复习的原因是有一些人是上一堂课没有听到的话，我们还是得要在复习中让他们了解。
Okay, well, we don't want to spend too much time going back, but again, it's, you know, very important even just to spend a little bit of time every day doing some review.
我们不会花太多时间，但是还是会要稍微往复习一下。
Okay, so yesterday, and I think last week, we were looking at 2 Corinthians 5:17 that talks about us being a new creation.
我们上一堂课呢提到这个哥林多后书五章十七节，谈到我们这个认识神，我们承认神。认识基督耶稣基督以后呢，我们就成为了一个新造，是新造的人。
This is relating specifically to church age believers, believers that have been born again in the church age.
而这个概念呢，是只有在教会时期出生的人才会有的概念，就是我们认识接受耶稣基督之后，我们就是新造的。
And all of the new privileges and the new responsibilities that come with that.
而这样子新造的人其实是有特权，有一些得到一些在旧约时代的人没有的特权，但同时也会有了新的责任。
Yeah, and then as we finished off yesterday evening, we had these examples that every believer in Jesus Christ is a priest and an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
而在教会时期的人呢，每一个信徒呢，都会拥有两个王室的职位，是祭司的职位以及神的大使的职分。
Remember, you are actually a priest in Jesus. You're baptized into Jesus, so you are a priest in Him who is the royal high priest. There's no higher position in humanity.
我们因着耶稣基督之名而被洗礼受洗啊，就我们就。变成了跟他一样，跟耶稣基督一样，成为最高的大祭司。
One reason why when Paul was teaching, he uses the word the mystery doctrines. And they were mysteries, they were hidden from the Old Testament believers.
而保罗呢就有告诉我们说啊，其实在圣经里面有很多很多的这个应该说神的意念啊，其实是你非基督徒是没有办法看懂的。
Because the Old Testament believers would be not just very confused, but they would be very upset if they knew that Gentiles, see the Jews really didn't like the Gentiles, and many of them were quite arrogant, I think, and they're thinking that, you know, we are God's chosen people. To think that the Gentiles could be priests and that they could be in the royal family of God and like placed in union with the God of the universe, this for them would be blasphemy. They would think that was blasphemy.
在这个旧约时代的以色列人啊，他们如果知道到了新约时代，这些所谓的外邦人居然也都可以成为大祭司，都可以成为这个神的儿女。成为大祭司哦，他们一定会觉得非常的亵渎神。
So that's why you don't see these doctrines mentioned in the Old Testament.
所以呢，我们就会了解说，哦，所以这样子的这个经义圣经的教义呢，其实在旧约里面是不会出现的。
Yeah. One reason I think it is that the Jews reject the Christians and reject the church as people of God.Is because there's no mention about the church in the Old Testament.
而且我们也理解哦，要理解这个在旧约时代的那些以色列人哦，他们是不理解所谓的教会的概念的，因为在教会的概念在旧约里面是没有特别提出来说明。
Yeah, there's references, of course, to the coming of Jesus Christ, and there's references to the kingdom of Jesus Christ.And there's references to the seven-year tribulation, which occurs just before Jesus Christ comes back.
在旧约里面呢，其实有提到即将来的这个救世主，然后也有讲到就是所谓的弥赛亚，然后也有提到呢将会即将要来的这个王，好，真正的来做王掌权的王。那也有提到呢七年的这个大灾难，就是未来将会有的七年的大灾难。
You see references to Jesus coming to Israel. You see, you know, him being born in the town of Bethlehem. You have references about Jesus being crucified or dying. They said not on the cross, but on the tree. You have references to Jesus Christ being rejected by the people of Israel. You have references to Jesus Christ coming back from the dead. These are all in the Old Testament.
而且呢，在旧约里面其实有提到耶稣会来，会出现耶稣，然后也有看到这个先知书里面的都有预告说，这个耶稣还会死在为所有的人类的罪而死在十字架上，然后也有说到这个人类所有的人呢都拒绝相信这个耶稣啊是救世主，那甚至呢。
His coming up
还有他最后这个耶稣会复活，就是基督会复活，这些概念在旧约里面都有。
But anything that happens after Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead, there's no mention about the start of the church, and there's no mention about anything during the church age, about the setting up of the churches, about the spiritual gifts, about the gift of pastor teacher, about the rapture. There's nothing about that in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约里面呢，完全没有提到这个圣灵哈会降临在所有的这个信徒的心里，那也没有提到说这些门徒们，就是基督的信徒们，他们将来会被提，就是在世界末日之前会被提走。那这些呢，都不是在旧约里面有提到有关跟教会。的这些门徒有关的事情。
Yeah, and of course we studied about that before with dispensations. It's because the church age wasn't really supposed to happen.
那为什么在旧约里面都没有提这些呢？是因为呢，这个有关这个教会时期的这个阶段，其实本来不该发生的，本来不会有教会时期的。
If the Jewish people had accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah and they hadn't crucified Jesus, then Jesus Christ wouldn't need to have the church come in place of the people of Israel.
因为呢，如果在这个耶稣来到人间的第一次呢，这个所有的犹太人、以色列人就接受了耶稣基督就是弥赛亚的话，其实就不会需要有后来的这个教会时期了。
Now, of course, God knew this was going to happen, but God had like a plan B, as it were. We're part of the plan B. God knew that plan B would have to happen.
但是其实上帝啊，他是了解这个以色列人他们是会拒绝相信耶稣基督的，但是他在旧约里面没有去预告说，哎，你们会拒绝相信。好，但是实际上他还是抱着希望这些以色列人会接受耶稣基督弥赛亚的到来，但是呢，当他们拒绝的时候，我们的神是准备好了计划 B 计划啊，所以我们的教会时期其实是 B 计划的状态。
And God always had to make that opportunity open for the Jewish people. They were always free to believe and to accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as their Savior and Messiah.
所以实际上呢，我们的神，我们的上帝呢，是一直在给以色列人机会，让他们是可以接受耶稣基督是我们的救世主，是我们的弥赛亚的这个概念。
And God is still keeping His promise to the Jewish people.
神一直是保持着他对以色列人的应许。
Yeah, God has. We have the 1,000-year millennium of Jesus Christ as well. So God is always keeping His promises.
我们知道七年的大灾难之后呢，还会有一千年的千禧年，哦，这也是神在之前就给，在旧约时代就已经给了，以色列人的一个应许。
Okay, but because the Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ, now we're here. We're here as the Christians, as the church age, the Gentiles. Now Israel failed in their role. They had a position, they had a responsibility, they had the privilege as priests, and they failed.
而我们要知道以色列人呢，他们却在当年呢，这个旧约的末期啊，新约的初期啊，他们其实是一个很大的失败，因为他们本来有这个当大祭司啊、当王等等的这样的一个特权，可是他们却完全的应该说是没有完成神对他们的期待。
They failed miserably. Like they really just they had that important job and they didn't do their job. They got fired.
有点像是啊，这些以色列人好像给了他们职位，给了他们工作，但他们却完全的没有成就那个职位该做的工作。
And they were given the privilege and the honor. We can say the honor and the responsibility of being ambassadors to the world, and they failed.
而且呢，以色列人不只是拥有大祭司的职分，他甚至也拥有了要成为耶稣基督的大使，来让全世界认识我们的神的这样的一个重要的责任，但是他们却完全没有做成功。
In the whole of the Old Testament, we hear of one missionary, Jonah, right? God said to Jonah, go to the Gentiles, go to the Assyrians. And even then, he didn't want to go.
在整个旧约里面哈，那个有很明确的神呢，只有要求一位这个算先知啊，等于是神的大使啊，去向外邦人传教，那个人就是约拿。但是即使是这一位唯一的一位赋予了这个职责，就是去向外邦人传教的职责的约拿，他也是失败的，因为他根本不愿意去向外邦人去传教。
Now we can be sure there was missionary activity. We know, you know, because like business people would go out, and then people were coming to Israel. The Jews went into captivity in Babylon, for example. So people are hearing the word. But as far as people from Israel being told by God, you are a missionary and you go out, they failed.
所以呢，因为约拿是清清楚楚的被神指示要去外邦人那边传福音的，结果他失败了。那后来外邦人在旧约时代的确还是有听到福音，反而是那个时候以色列被亡国，在然后去被巴比伦给亡国之后呢，被这些以色列人被移居到巴比伦 反而是在这样子的一个迁徙之中呢，这个福音传到了外邦人的这个环境中。
We do see when Jonah eventually, remember, you know, he tried to escape to Spain, and then God sent the big fish, and then Jonah went into the stomach of the big fish. Eventually, he went to the Assyrians, and he had a very successful ministry.
约拿呢，他其实，在当时大家这些故事可能都还记得哈，就是他想要神想要去让他到其他的地方去尼尼微去传教，结果他不愿意去，就跑到西班牙，然后在那边呢，他反而是有很成功的传福音。
And we see the example when the Jews went into captivity in Babylon. Even the king of Babylon believed. He became a believer. And then the Persians overtook Babylon, King Cyrus the Great, and he became a believer, we think.
而其实呢，我们也在那一段这个巴比伦侵略了以色列的这个故事中，我们也看到，就说这些以色列人到了巴比伦，他们也其实影响了这个外邦人的国王。所以在很多故事里面，我们都看到这些外邦的国王，其实他们也有算是信了上帝。
See, God was using them very evil circumstances. The Babylon people were anti-Semitic, right? They were against the Jews, they killed the Jews, they took the Jews into slavery. But God turned that into a blessing. It was punishment for the Jewish people as well, because they rejected Jesus, right? They rejected God. But that became a great blessing for many people.
所以从整个历史上面我们会看到，就是以色列人他们呢，虽然就是做了很多恶事啊，他们曾经在不同时候呢都拒绝了神啊，但是呢，当他们在受苦受难的被人侵略的过程中呢，其实神也用了这些悲惨的以色列人，去让他们却有机会到外地去传教，对外邦人去做到传教的，虽然不是出于自愿，好，但是却达成了这个福音远传的这个效果。
So in this way, we see God is using the Jewish people to spread the gospel.
所以我们可以看到呢，神其实还是利用了这些以色列人来传播他的福音。
But they did not want to do that. The Jewish people were not missionaries. They were not good ambassadors. They failed in their job as ambassadors.
但是我们要看到，其实以色列人完全没有想要传福音，他们在传福音这个对外邦人传福音的任务上是完全失败的。
They were supposed to be priests and they failed. They were supposed to be ambassadors and they failed.
所以我们就看出来呢，以色列人不论是神给了他们祭司的职分，或者给了他们大使的职分，他们都是失败的。
And now we, as believers in the church age, as individuals, we have these responsibilities.
而对于我们这些在教会时期的这些信徒们，我们是不是应该也要更理解神对我们的期望，就是我们有这样两种大祭司跟大使的职分，我们是不是该要真正的达成神对我们的期待。
On the next one here, we see that never before in history has every believer been indwelled by God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那同时呢，另外一个我们教会时期的人呢，比较特别的一个特权呢，就是在历史上从来没有圣父、圣子及圣灵同时居住在每一个的信徒之中。
Again, it's a very special privilege, but a great responsibility.
同样的，这也是一个非常伟大的一个特权，但也就会有一个非常大的一个责任。
It's a reminder that God is with us. He's very, very close to us. I mean, He indwells in us. That's as close as you can get.
这个你要想象啊，这个圣父、圣子与圣灵居住在我们心中这件事情，这个代是神有史以来离我们人最近的时候了。
You know, people love to talk about having holy places, you know, and there's places of worship and sacred places all around their city and the country.
因为我们常常都听到有一些宗教的人，他们会说啊，每这辈子一定要到这个所谓圣城去朝拜。
When I was back in New Zealand at the start of the year, I went to visit my mother, and the Maori people, like the Aboriginal people of New Zealand, They have taken over New Zealand in a cultural way. So everything is very important now, and even the government is doing everything they can to promote the Maori culture and all these sacred places.
在纽西兰呢，他们这个有毛利人呢、啊，然后在纽西兰政府啊是非常非常的这个保护毛利人啊，然后把毛利的一些祖先啊什么的一些地方都当作是非常重要的这个所谓那圣地。
You know, they're trying to bring all of the places that were very special to the Maoris to make them like a holy place and protected.
而且那些所谓的圣地都被政府保护着。
They're doing the same in Australia with the Aboriginal people there.
而澳洲呢，也是对那些原住民啊，用同样的方式在保护着。
And really what they're doing is they're promoting places of satanic or demon worship.
但是他们所保护的这些毛利或者是原住民的这些地点呢，其实都已经是那些原住民或毛利人在做他们的那种敬拜魔鬼的这些地方。
Now in the time of the Old Testament, there was only one true holy place on earth that God had designated as the holy place. In the Old Testament times,
在旧约里面呢，神他真正的允许我们人可以把它当作圣地的地方只有一个。
And that was the tabernacle in the desert. And then when they moved from the desert, they had the temple, Solomon's temple, where they had the holy of holies. This is the only true holy place on earth.
那个就是呢，摩西他们这个在沙漠中哈，一站一站的移动中啊。一直带着的这个帐幕中的这个圣至圣所。
And now the temple is gone.
现在那个至圣所已经没有了。
So God makes us the holy of holies. Now we are the sacred places.
所以真正现在我们才是，我们是这个圣父、圣子、圣灵居住在我们心里。所以什么，每一个基督徒都是神的圣殿哦。
Just like Jesus Christ was in the Holy of Holies, in the holy place, in the desert, and then in the temple. Now Jesus Christ is in us.
就像当年神呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵是居住在帐幕里的至圣所一样。现在呢，这个帐幕就是我们的身体，所以耶稣住在我们身体里面，我们就是那个至圣所。
So I hope you realize, I mean, that is a huge privilege. It's a great privilege for us that you know, we are the holy places, not these these cultural places of these different people around the world.
所以我们要非常非常清楚的知道，我们现在每一个基督徒，他就是神的圣所，所以我们是非常非常尊贵的，而不是那些在地上的一些被人朝拜的那些奇怪的地方。
And then we had the verse or the sentence here. Never before in history has a body of believers received all its instructions in writing, the completed canon of scripture.
那再一个我们的特色呢，就是所谓新约的就是教会时期的状态呢，是历史上从来没有一个信徒团体曾经接受过完整的圣经正典，这些正典就是神给我们的书面的指示，这在过去是从来没有的，一直到教会时期才有这一本圣经正典。
We have the extra 27 books of the New Testament, which tell us about the New Testament doctrines.
在旧约呢，一共有39部的经典，而新约有27部，所以也就是在教会时期呢，有多了这27部的经典，才加起来总共是66部。好，那所以我们是唯一完整新约时代的人才收到，才读得到全部完整的这个神的话语。
Now, when the Apostle John, he finished the book of Revelation, they say it was the year 96.
约翰，好，就是耶稣的门徒里面的约翰呢，他在西元的96年，好，他才完成了这部启示录，也就是我们圣经的最后一部书。
Okay, so that was about 64-65 years after the beginning of the church age, when after the day of Pentecost.
这是差不多在64年后，当这个圣灵降临日， 也就是五旬节，耶稣死后的五十天嘛，哈，他那个圣灵降临在那个所有的那些信徒的身上的时候，算起那一天算起，就是差不多64年后，约翰他才完成了这一部启示录。
Yeah. Now, when John wrote the very last chapter and the third to last or the fourth to last verses of the Bible, he said, this is all of the revelation that we have and it's finished. You don't add any more things to the Word of God and you don't take away from the Word of God.
约翰在这个启示录的最后的 几句，大概第四还是第五节，最后的第四、第五节，经句里面就讲说，这就是神要给我们的完全的启示。就到此为止，你永远这全部的经典圣经呢，你不能够拿走一个，也不能够再增加一句。
So that means that anything that came after that, if anybody is adding things, whether it's from a religion or from a cult or a philosophy, anything that's talking about God says this or God says that, you cannot believe that.
所以如果有任何的人，他不管是用什么邪教啦，或者是怎么样的先知啊，他如果说哦，这个圣经要被修改，要多加什么 或删除什么，那都是有问题的，绝对不可以做的。
Yeah. Now, before the year 96, like since the day of Pentecost, remember you have the special spiritual gift. So there was a gift of knowledge, there was a gift of prophecy, there was speaking in tongues.There was a gift of dreams and visions, for example. But once the word of God had been completed, see, this was 96, then those things are no longer necessary because the reason we had to have those things was because there was no scripture.
所以在就是西元96年，也就是约翰要写完了启示录之的那个时候呢，就代表着在整个的神要给我们的启示已经完全的在圣经里面都表明清楚了，所以已经不再需要先知或者是所谓异梦啊，或者是预言啊，这些东西来增加任何神的教导。
And Paul had actually said in the book of 2 Corinthians, he warned, he said these miracles will cease, the speaking in tongues will cease, that will stop, and the prophecies will cease, and then we will see more clearly, we will have the truth.So Paul was saying that those things, the miraculous gifts, like the prophecy and the speaking in tongues, he said that will stop and then we will have the full, he said the telos, the full word, we will have the complete word.
所以保罗呢，他就很清楚地告诉我们说，我们经由这个神所给我们的所有的启示都已经完整的在我们的这个圣经里面了，好，不再需要所谓的这个方言或者是异梦啊等等的这些，或者是预言等等的其他的教导。
Yeah, and Paul was prophesying about the completed book of the Bible. See, now we have these 66 books, and that's all of the revelation that we need. Everything is complete.
所以我们现在的这66部圣经的经典，就是我们所神要给我们的最完整的启示。
And so you have like Revelation 22:18. It says, do not add to the words of God. If you do, you'll have plagues that have been written in these books.
所以呢，在这个启示录的22:18里面呢，就提到说，我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
Yeah, and then he says from the opposite side of view in Revelation 22:19, he says, if anybody takes away from the words, if there's something you're not teaching and you should be teaching it, then you'll be cursed as well.
那同时呢，在22:29说，若有人从这书上的预言删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城中，删去他的份。
So you have to be very careful, like, you know, especially as a pastor, like somebody teaching the word of God or somebody representing the word of God, representing Jesus Christ. If you say something that God didn't say, you're going to be cursed.
在教导圣经的人要非常小心，就是你如果说出来了一些神没有说过的话，哦，这样的话是会被神诅咒的。
or if you take away something and you're supposed to say something that maybe God did say and you're too scared to say it, maybe.
那有的时候呢，在教导的人呢，不敢去把神曾经讲过的重要的概念教导出来的话，也一样是不可以的。
Okay, so again, it's a great privilege we have. We have all these words, the books of the Bible, the completed scripture. We have the opportunities to teach about this, but there's a responsibility that we have to do it properly.
所以我们要了解，就是我们必须在教导的时候要完全的尊重。遵照圣经的教导，然后这才是叫做正确的教导。
Okay, and that's how we finished off yesterday. We said that, you know, so much personal responsibility has been given to us more than any other time of history.
因为我们所获得的比在历史上所有其他的基督徒的信徒都要多，所以我们也获得，我们也有比其他的基督徒有更大的责任、职责要去承担。
Let's take a break and then we'll come back at 8 o'clock, isn't it? Yeah, come back at 8.
好，我们现在休息一下，到8点回来。